It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. If you've ever wondered what it would take to build your own electric car, two guys in Missouri can show you how to do it.
We're going to go ahead and install this on our spindle. But what I want to do first is slop a bunch of axle grease on here.
Schlop. A pair of entrepreneurs want to bring electric car technology to the masses, and they're doing it by hosting an online video where they put cars together piece by piece. Jacob McClellan, the member station KRCU in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, reports on electric do-it-yourself convention kicking off there today.
Jack Rickard and Brian Noto have developed something of a cult following on their webcast, EVTV, or Electric Vehicle Television, produced from their garage here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Every week, they talk in soul-crushing detail about the intricacies of how to gut a gas-guzzling road warrior and convert it into an all-electric vehicle. And today, they're hosting the Electric Vehicle Conversion Convention at the Cape Girardeau Airport.
Most gatherings are about how electric cars are cool and how they'll solve the environmental problems. We're more about how to build an electric car.
That's Jack Rickard. Back in the 1980s and 90s, Rickard owned and published a trade publication called Boardwatch for the fledgling internet industry. Now his enthusiasm and zeal for innovation is aimed at electric car conversion. Within days of mentioning a convention on EVTV, 130 do-it-yourselfers from 8 countries signed up to come to Cape Girardeau to share ideas and to learn from the master. Like Nabil Hanke from Des Moines, who wants to convert a Volkswagen Super Beetle.
He's an eccentric, crazy guy that happens to have enough money to play with the toys he wants to play with. What he's doing is something that is absolutely crucial.
For Rickard, it's about leveling the playing field.
You can now build a car. Anyone can, much less a manufacturer. It's not a golf cart. It feels good.
This is a replica of fiberglass, a kit car, of a 1957 Porsche 356 Speedster.
That's Brian Noto, the other half of the EVTV team. We hit the streets to get a feel for one of the converted cars.
Turn on the key.
Okay.
And that's it. Let it go, yeah. I would pull it down into second gear straight toward you.
So I'm about to drive a battery-powered Porsche?
A battery-powered Porsche, 100% battery electric with lithium-ion batteries.
The electric Porsche replica drives for the most part like a regular car. It accelerates quickly, though it feels like there's a drag when you let off the accelerator. But really, is this thing safe? Missouri Highway Patrol Lieutenant John Hott says, sure, but it has to be done right. He says the main problem has been do-it-yourselfers who don't correctly convert power steering and power brake systems.
If they don't do that, then you're trying to use that system and it's not going to work as it was designed. So that's the biggest concern. As long as those things have been properly addressed, there's not a lot of safety issues with the vehicle as far as actually driving them on the road.
Rickard and Noto say they have that part covered. For them, the trick is in the batteries. They use Chinese-made lithium iron phosphate batteries instead of lead-acid batteries. But they're pricey. A typical conversion can run between $15,000 and $20,000, and half of that is the cost of the batteries. So why in the world would someone pour that kind of money into a car, when the major car makers can't seem to find much of a market for their own electric vehicles? For some, it's simply a hobby. Others just love to tinker with gadgets. Jack Rickard says it reminds him of the early days of the internet.
I can't tell you who they're going to be any more than I could have told you who would be running Google or Facebook starting 10 years ago. It's most likely two guys in a university who are skipping classes today to build their electric car.
The convention runs through Sunday. Rickard says if everybody contributes just one thing towards innovating electric cars, it could be a game changer for how cars are used in the future. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.